start the mini-sode there, because I want to go in there.
I'm leaving that in the intro.
No, you're not. She, boss listens to this show, so don't put that in there.
Mini-sode!
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
And shout out to your lovely wife.
Yeah, leave it in there, I'll fucking I'll fly there. Don't think I won't.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, Vince. It was utterly disturbing and a big concern. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Oh, wait, Kobe Bryant's shooting percentage.
No. Worse than that.
Oh, geez, that's bad.
Have you seen the new alternate uniforms for the Boston Celtics?
Oh, yes, I have.
With the complete with sleeves.
Oh, what is going on?
So,
why are we persisting with this shit?
The one of the press statements behind them was... some garbage along the lines of they wanted to preserve the history and the future of the Celtics. The only things that says Boston Celtics to me on that freaking uniform is the Celtics patch across the front. That is about it.
Yep.
And why are we going with the sweat grey all of a sudden? Didn't Brooklyn do that?
And grey adds about 10 pounds, let me tell you.
I hate them.
You've got no argument from me, mate. You know how I feel about these soccer-style jerseys. Shit. When it's not soccer, it's basketball. It plays in shorts and singlets. NBA just need to stop doing this shit.
It's
seriously,
just,
it's
they
pissing
look,
me off.
They honestly, they looks it looks disgusting.
It does. I can't watch a game when they're playing in this crap. I really can't. And when players are coming out saying the sleeves affect their shot, NBA needs to listen. LeBron needs to do something, or Kobe, get someone with enough pull. Maybe Kobe could say, look, if you guys just make us all wear jerseys all the time, I'll stop shooting so much. Dude, someone's got to do something. Maybe Pop or Duncan just go, come on, enough's enough. We're not wearing this crap anymore. I feel like someone needs to throw out a soccer ball in there or something.
Just that whole statement about the Celtics, you know, about the team's legacy and future, it's like, well... I haven't seen him wear sleeve jerseys in the past. It's not very legacy.
It's not very legacy, is it? I like that one.
Idiot.
Very true.
No wonder Marcus Smart rolled his ankle. We didn't want to wear the jersey.
That's it. He's stuffed out and not wearing that shit.
Boy. Down he goes. Too soon? Sorry, nah, Boston fans.
Nah, it's Boston. It's not too soon.
Oh, boy. Look, a topic I did want to touch on, I was tossing and turning whether to talk about this team in our regular show, and that's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, of course, they've had Westbrook go down with injury, the KD, obviously, but I don't know if you saw what happened or what transpired during the Brooklyn game the other day.
No, I did not.
With our good friend, Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson! Reggie Jackson, Vince!
Yes.
Seems he copped a little bit of a freeze out from his teammates.
Why?
Kendrick Perkins and Serge Ibaka.
Wow, please.
They froze him out basically because they felt like he was taking too many shots.
Yeah, because Kendrick Perkins taking more shots is a good thing.
Here's my argument to this. I'm a little bit confused. Because there's no way in hell Reggie Jackson puts up more shots than Russell Westbrook.
That is true.
No way in hell.
Yeah, that is.
Why are they picking on Reggie Jackson? What? Reggie Jackson? Why are they picking on him? Is it just because he's, you know, not as high on the on the food chain in the Oklahoma City Thunder? Like, is that the case? Like, I don't see they have a valid argument for anything.
No. Possibly that would be the reason, but... Well, you know what? I just wouldn't pass the ball to them.
Look, I watched that game and I just feel like I know he's coming off contract and I know he wants to be a starter. I didn't feel like at any time during that game that he was jacking shots because, you know, he was fishing for his next contract.
I watched the Memphis OKC game and he played quite well and hit some massive, big shots.
Yeah.
guess they didn't mind then, did they? Because he was bringing them back. So, I mean, you know, those two can get stuffed, seriously. And Ibaka, 6'10". And another one he doesn't want to play in the post. He's developed his three-point shot. They need him to post up.
More than anything, like, and, you know, we've said in the past about the whole Westbrook and Durant and the idea of it not working between those two. Maybe a trade needs to happen. You know, this actually sets an underlying current, you know, of where the team is really at right now. I think the foundation has some issues. And there's no point putting a roof on a house if your foundation's crap.
They haven't addressed their depth issue. The bench is still poo, in my opinion. And I agree. I think they need to tinker a bit more. More than just tinker. They need to make a...
I think they need to make a move.
A little splash. They need to make a splash.
And let's not forget, Durant's coming off contract.
And we're cashed up.
But that's I feel like they're going to run out of time. Like, I feel like they're going to lose him. I mean, it wouldn't be the first or last time a player has said that you know, they don't want to go and end up signing somewhere else. I thought it was a little bit of a bitch move anyway.
Yeah, could you tell I don't give a stuff about OKC? And it's their supporters that made me that way, so they can get stuffed. I really hope we take Durant off them. That would be sweet. They'd hate us even more.
Did you see what old brain fart J.R. Smith did the other day?
I did not. I don't take too much notice of him anymore.
He gave Glenn Rice Jr. the old sack whack.
Did he really?
Yeah. And I know he's come out and said it was unintentional, because he's not really very well going to come out and say it was intentional.
Yeah.
But the Wiz were given the Knicks the business. And Glenn Rice Jr., man, I was actually surprised with how well he was defending everyone. Like, just aggressive and staying on the ball. Pushed, you know, back out towards the halfway line. Not quite all that far out, but, you know, out of the realms of play. And
he didn't get that off his old man, did he?
Yeah, that's true. And JR just gave him a little bit of a shove and swung the arm down, and down he went. And he got called for the foul.
Oh, JR, he's turning just into a poor man's Dennis Rodman, isn't he?
Pretty sad, I reckon. Pretty sad. It's beyond that point of JR having a good hard look at himself in the mirror. I mean, it really is beyond that, isn't it, really? I mean, look, he should realise when they're talking about, when there's trade rumours between yourself and Indiana's Copeland.
Yeah, they're not too impressed with you.
That doesn't say a lot. It's not gonna say a lot at all.
But every time he does get traded, he seems to pull his head in for a year, and then it's like he gets too comfortable. And then he turns into an absolute peanut.
No, see, this is the thing I find with JR. He got a one-game suspension. You watch good, how good he comes back that next game. Anytime there's a rumour of him being traded,
yep,
he plays lights out. That next game, plays lights out. You know, he wants to squash those rumours of getting traded. He just doesn't have it between the ears, Vince.
No, he doesn't. And never will. Ton of talent, no brains.
Yep. Vince, every week we ask all the members on the Facebook page or Caps Courtside what teams and topics they'd like to hear about on next week's show. And we've got a few.
Yes, look forward to these every week.
Michael O'Dwyer's happy we're back. Good to be back, buddy. Sorry about the delay. He wants to know, how much greatness can we expect from the rest of LeBron James' career? I'm not jumping the gun because Cavs have started rocky. More based on a stat I heard Bill Simmons' podcast that LBJ has already played 4,000 more minutes than MJ did. Thoughts?
I think there's plenty of greatness left in him. I don't think there's any issue. The only thing I have question on LeBron is when he hits 33, 34, 35, is he going to be a decent post player? He really needs to work on the footwork. That's the only thing I've got an issue with, or a concern, I should say. Plenty left in the tank.
I mean, I just think it comes down to what people's perceptions of, you know, this whole breakdown is. I know we've ragged on him a little bit in last show, but...
Oh, just for a bit of fun.
Look at Kobe. I mean, he's not exactly strolling around on his wheelchair on the floor, is he?
No, but Kobe also dropped a ton of weight, but I think he was he adjusted a lot quicker. And I think Kobe's basketball IQ is a lot better than LeBron's.
I think he definitely needs to develop some sort of post game, and his passing will save him.
Yep.
His passing will definitely save him. I'm not too sure about his jump shot, because I think once those legs start to go or the knees start to go, it's a little bit harder to get that same height on shots. But in saying that, I mean, I guess it's that thing, you know, time's going to tell.
Thing is, if he goes in the post in, say, 3 years, he's going to want to put some bulk back on.
Well, I think he will naturally, though. I don't think he can hold this weight off.
Well, he can. I mean, Kobe's done it. I'm saying ex-Lakers because, like, Powell, because I've watched him play for years. Powell dropped a ton of weight. And you can keep it off. It's just you've really got to be... Look at me giving advice on fitness. God damn. you just got to be, I don't know, disciplined, I guess.
Yeah.
Everything I'm not.
Our next question comes from Luke Will. He wants to know, will the Clippers trade DeAndre Jordan this season?
No chance.
No, I can't see it.
No, they've got a nice little 1-2 punch there. Like, look, DeAndre can't hit a free throw to save himself. Spencer Hawes can. Spencer Hawes, you can play, if it's close in the fourth quarter, just for example, offensive end, you play Spencer. Defense, you've got DeAndre. I mean, DeAndre blocks shots, plenty of rebounds. Hawes scores a lot better.
I can't see him trading DeAndre Jordan. I think the upside's too high on him. And after the year he had last year, you know, I think he really proved himself as a defensive powerhouse on the floor at times. Yeah, yep. You know what? Plenty of guys in the league have shaky free throw shooting.
Yeah, but that's why if it's close, you bring in Hawes.
And he jumps out the gym. I mean, did you see the lob from CP3?
I haven't seen that lob, but I've seen him.
Oh, my God. He just threw it up in the air and he just jumped over all the centers.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Do you know what I mean? It's that thing. The beauty about DeAndre Jordan is you throw anything up near the rim, he'll go get it. And there's not too many in the league that can out-jump him.
Nah, and the other thing too, Doc Rivers absolutely loves it. But like I said, Doc wouldn't have signed Spencer going, oh, geez, if you turn out well, we might be able to trade DeAndre. He loves him. And yeah, like I said, nice 1-2 punch he got there.
Our next question comes from Gavin Sylvie. He says, how long before Kobe gets tennis elbow from shooting 35 times a game?
Very good question. I'm tipping next game.
Well, I think,
if he's had 5 days off, he'd be nice and refreshed. So we're looking at 40, 45 shots maybe.
Five games so far for LA, and for all five, he's been mid-20s for shots attempted.
And 39 shots the last game he played.
And that's disgusting.
For 39 points.
Yeah, look, we covered a lot of this on our last show, but...
Up close, Kobe.
I don't know, I just feel like he's... I feel like it's almost like a little bit of an ego thing now, like...
Move on, it's pissing me off. But no, next game he should have tennis elbow, so... Good luck with that, Kobe.
Episode 208, we covered it. Courtside faithful Rick Jones, our lone Houston fan. He wants to know, quick, overreact. Will D. Rose ever be the same again?
Absolutely.
I don't know. He sat out a few games already.
Oh, shut up. He's going to be fine. Tell you what, he hasn't lost an ounce of quickness. Worked on the J. He's going to be fine. He's going to be really good.
I think he's out with a sprained ankle.
Yeah, it's nothing major.
You think it's holding him out the extra couple just for precaution?
Well, there's no reason to play him against Milwaukee, was there?
I don't know. They lost the game, didn't they?
It's very early, Hank. We'll just go with that. It's very early. Nah, just going to be fine. It's going to be great again. Don't worry about that. Just lost nothing. Lost nothing. There's
think you'll no get back to an MVP-type form? Or
Eventually.
Yep. Wow, really?
Yep.
Interesting. Our next question comes from Cameron Greinke, and he wants to know, will the Cavs make the playoffs?
Yes. Jesus Christ. He's taking the piss.
You think?
He's got baby brain already.
Oh, this one's...
Wait till you're not sleeping, Greinke. You'll come out with better ones than that.
That next question comes from Scott Adam. I think this one is directed at you. How much of an impact would Pau Gasol make with the Bulls?
Mate,
I think we're already seeing it.
Just wait till playoff time.
I think defensively he helps him out a lot, and the fact that he can pass so well in the pinch just makes it. He just gives him another dimension. I mean, I'm always like really impressed with the mind state though of Taj Gibson. I feel like that kid just deserves to be a starter, but the fact that he just goes about in his business. I mean, really on a weak team, you could be a starting power forward.
Bloody earth, but. All those Chicago fans, oh, you're not going to start Powell over Taj. Yeah, you are, and yeah, he is.
Hmm.
I'm waiting for Noah's nowhere near healthy. That knee brace he's wearing is like the size of a mini miner.
Yeah. I don't know why he pushed it today. I don't know why he played that game. He obviously wasn't 100%. Like,
the thing is, too, you can keep him out till it's a lot better because Power can play centre and you've got Taj Gibson.
Yeah.
At power forward. So just why are you playing him? I don't understand. Because Power will find, when Noah's fit, Power will find Noah for easy alleys, easy passes. He'll give it up. It'll only help chemistry. But he's, wait till playoff time, man. Power will do some good things in the playoffs. He loves it.
The thing I like about...
I love Power. God, I miss him.
I know you do. Really. It's just a little bit disturbing.
He might be my Enes Kanter.
And by little, I mean a lot.
I sleep with his jersey.
Jesus. Our next question comes from Philip Brown. Your Knicks are struggling there, mate, but season's long.
It's very early.
He asks, who would you rather have, an erratic shooter like J.R. Smith or a shoot-to-your-drop player like Chris Copeland? I think we covered this.
Yeah, I don't think you want either, actually. Take a draft pick.
Copeland, really? That's what you're offering us?
Jeez, take a draft pick, Phil.
It's kind of that thing, do you really want Chris Copeland, but you could potentially get rid of the headache that is J.R. Smith and his massive contract. I mean, I think I'd be swayed a bit more for Copeland.
Copeland did drop 17 today or yesterday.
Yeah, he had a good game today. Really good game.
Yeah, so he's all right. I mean, but who cares? It's the next issue. Come talk to me when they're a contender. Sorry, Phil. Phil's a good guy.
Let's stay on Knicks for a little bit, though.
Let's not.
Let's entertain it.
All right.
What are your thoughts on the whole triangle thing? Like, I mean, obviously they don't have the ideal pieces they want.
Then, yeah, well, they might do it.
That was kind of my where I was heading with it.
And if Phil Jackson isn't the coach, why do it? And if you don't have the pieces, why do it?
Pretty frustrating. Mm. Like, because it's not something that you can... I mean, really, it took LA like a season or two to get down, really.
And we had players galore.
Even the Bulls took time to, you know, adjust to it when new players brought in. You know, it took guys like Rodman, Kukoc, like those guys.
Hey, not Rodman.
Well, it did.
No.
It did take him a little time.
No, it didn't.
It really did.
It really didn't.
It did.
He knew it back to front.
What?
He did.
What?
Okay, he slipped right in and said, oh, no, this shit already. I've been playing against it for 10 years.
That's a good point.
Love Dennis. I'm not going to see Dennis, by the way, either.
Oh, you're not going?
No. No.
Why not? Ticket? Because I've got
dickhead mates. Nah, I don't really. But, Craig Walton. Oh, no. Love you, Craig, but you're a bastard. Another mate agreed, and then he had to go to Adelaide. And then
who goes to Adelaide?
I know, Nick Young was there. And then everybody's favourite, Danger May, he's pulled out as well.
Catman, as we've dubbed him.
Yeah, he loves pussy. my God, this has gone down.
We are rocking the boat.
No, so I'm not going. I was going to get the VIP ticket. Don't know how. I was going to sell some shit. So, yeah, thanks to my so-called friends, I miss out on meeting one of my favourite ever players.
Wow.
Hope you feel good about it, fellas.
Just let's give him the guilt trip.
Yep.
Poor Vince.
Ah, well, what do you do? What were we talking about? Triangle. Yeah, no, don't do it, Knicks. I mean, was it when Fisher had the interview with Phil, did Phil say, look, if you're coming in, you're running the triangle?
He must have.
He had to have.
He must have, man, because that would have been a promise to Melo. And that would have been the big sell, right? That's what I'm looking at. It's like, that's how he sold him. Like, yep, look, this is my record running the offense. It takes a little time to adjust to. And
yeah, well, look, a lot of the times Phil took the call with a loaded gun. And even when he didn't, he still had pretty good seasons. But this Knicks team is absolutely chosen, hasn't it? How's Amaro going with that red wine bathing he's doing?
That's the only noise I can make.
Is he that bad, is he?
I actually think he's not playing too well. He's not playing too bad, rather.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping you're going to let that one slide.
Jesus.
My voice isn't all the way back, man. Okay. No, he's not playing too bad, actually. But it's that thing, you know. I was thinking about it today. I was like, well, with this Knicks team, like, unless Amari can get back or get close to back to where he was, I mean, they're not doing anything. It really just is a head scratcher. I don't know what Phil Jackson has on Carmelo Anthony, but I'm really struggling to see why Melo would re-sign.
Can I just say this? Phil is probably going to go down as the greatest coach ever. I know Pop's damn good, but I also think he's going to have the title of the worst GM ever. I just don't see Phil working out as a GM. And I know he's only been there for 5 minutes, but it's my Dennis Danuto rule. It's the vibe of the thing. And I'm not feeling it. Sorry, Phil Brown.
I don't know. I'm just
not feeling it.
I feel bad for Knicks fans because I'm like, I don't know that you have a whole lot to look forward to. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, that season opener was fantastic against LeBron and Cleveland.
Yeah, but they ran into a Cavs side that is not playing great. So, yeah, okay, a win's a win, but really, let's see when they meet again what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Look, one rumour that was floating around through the week, I was going to touch on the last episode, but I was a bit fearful for time. The rumour popped up again about Rondo to LA.
Do it in a heartbeat.
You'd do it?
Yep.
I don't know. How far do you think a trade like that would... What would you have to give up for that? How far do you think that would take the team?
It's not going to be in trade. It'll be as a free agent. We're compared to Wade. So we won't trade for him. They've got nothing. We've got nothing they want apart from someone like Randall.
I just feel like LA's used all up their get-out-of-jail-free cards.
Yeah, well, he would.
I'm just saying, like... Kalen Woods on the boards, he made a good point that, you know, LA have, you know, a good track record of, what was the phrase he used? You know, turning the team around on the fly, so to speak. I just feel like they've used up all their credits with that.
Well, you can feel that way, but we'll turn it around quick smart, don't you worry.
Like,
Rondo would be a fantastic start.
A Rondo-Kobe Bryant combination, I mean, yeah, it's another year older of Kobe, I mean... Wouldn't you rather, as a Laker fan, them start from scratch? When was the last time LA had a rebuild?
1993.
I don't know. I just feel like they're juvenile. So I just don't feel like...
Look, it's a good start. And
you guys missed out on LeBron. You missed out on Melo this free agency.
Yeah, but even we said that was unrealistic. We just took a swing for a home run, and if it connected, it connected. If not...
You signed Boozer, man. Anyway. You signed Boozer.
We never thought we were going to get them. We've got our eye on Durant, Rondo for now. So I'm happy for, look, I am happy for him to target these guys. If it comes off, I'll be tickled pink. If it doesn't, we go to the draft.
I was going to say to you,
that's all that matters.
If Durant and Rondo are the last resorts and they don't sign in LA,
then we go to the draft.
Kobe retires and you build.
He's not going to retire. Get that out of your bonds.
He wants the scoring title.
He really doesn't, but if you want to think that, go for it.
I really feel like...
It shits me how people just go, oh, he wants to pass MJ. Yeah, okay, that's why he's playing, yep.
Oh, I don't think he wants to pass MJ. I think he wants to pass Kareem.
Oh, rubbish. Whatever. No shit.
How many shots is he jacking up at the moment?
Yeah, but that's not because he wants to get Kareem. That's because ESPN keeps saying he's shit.
One little tidbit before we go, Vince.
Yeah.
Beasley.
Oh, yeah. What did he do? Drop it.
3 games with the Sharks.
Yep.
Have a guess what his averages are.
45.
29 points.
Whoa.
12 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals.
That's college Beasley.
I know, right?
Now, this is good for him. He needs the court time.
Yeah.
Just confidence up. Work on the game, work on some deficiencies. I don't think he's got a lot.
His shooting percentage not great. He's shooting like 39%, I think it is, but...
He's just watching Kobe.
I'm just happy he's getting shots up and getting his confidence.
Yep, bloody oath. Who gives the stuff what he does over there, like shooting attempts-wise or percentage? As long as he's scoring heaps, getting some game time, that's what he needs.
Yeah.
Earning some good cheese and then come back here. I'm liking it. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to call it now. You're going to give us a weekly Beasley update.
Weekly Beasley update. Yep. The weekly bees.
Just keep it to the weekly Beasley update. Not everything has to be jocular.
Oh, the weekly bees it is. Here it comes. Watch out!
here it comes. Watch out.
Ball.